Over-the-counter status for what's known as Plan B has been on hold since 2003. The high-potency birth control pill can prevent pregnancy if taken soon after unprotected sex. The Food and Drug Administration is meeting with the drug's maker to determine what age women might be able to get the drug without prescription. Pro-Life Wisconsin is urging members to lobby against easier access by writing the White House and FDA. Meanwhile, Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin is hoping the government allows Plan B to be sold over the counter. The group's director, Lisa Boyce, says such a decision could cut in half the number of unintended pregnancies in the state.
While we're encouraged that they seem to be moving forward with making a final decision, they have made false promises before on women's access to emergency contraception.
U.S. Senators Hillary Clinton and Patty Murray have suggested the FDA's announcement was a ploy to ease confirmation hearings for the acting FDA commissioner. Peggy Hamill of Pro-Life Wisconsin does not believe that's the case. Instead, her group believes the government agency is seriously considering how to ease access to Plan B.
The FDA sent the strong message to Bayer Pharmaceuticals that if you can come up with a plan, we definitely reconsider. We knew that they were leaving the door wide open.
The morning after pill is currently sold only by prescription. A check of pharmacies in Wisconsin last fall showed 42% did not carry emergency contraception. That survey was done by NARAL Pro-Choice Wisconsin. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.